Wing TV, with Victor Thorne and Lisa Giuliani. The revolution is being televised.
Hello, it's Monday, January 9th, and you're watching Wing TV. I'm Lisa Giuliani.
And I'm Victor Thorne. Welcome to Wing TV. We hope everyone out there had a good weekend.
Yep.
Here, it's almost the middle of January, and it's 55 degrees in central Pennsylvania. We hope the whole winter stays like this. It's great around
here.
Dream
on.
Yeah. Now, what we want to do to get started today is we want to touch a little bit upon the Carl Schwartz interview that we had last Friday. We got a lot of response from people, and it seems like with everything we do around here at Wing TV, a lot of it was positive, but then we had some negative with it also.
Right. We never get a consensus on anything we do.
So I think what we should do is first let everyone know, and I think we touched upon this in the beginning of the interview, but once again, I want to reiterate what we agreed upon with Carl before the interview. We said we're going to ask him tough questions, but we're going to be fair. And when we came out of the interview, we thought it went really well. And at the end of it, off air, off camera, or off radio, I guess it was, we asked Carl, were we fair with you? And he said, absolutely, you played it fair with me. So what I saw it is kind of like fighters stepping into a ring and taking their slugs. I mean, what do you think?
And just so everybody knows, we never said we were going to do one of these kiss-ass softball interviews with Carl Schwartz. We said we were going to ask tough questions, but we would be fair. And we also discussed this with Carl before the show. He was very agreeable to it, which is why he even came on. We didn't sandbag him.
Right.
And Carl didn't feel like he was sandbagged, at least not in our discussions with him.
Right, absolutely. And, I mean, we have no animosity towards him whatsoever. And from what we gathered, there was none at him, or none from him directed back
right.
at us.
But we do have questions. And to this day, we still have unanswered questions.
Yeah. And I think Lisa put it best. And we're going to touch upon this in a minute or so, but she said, are people so used to listening to these lame Larry King-type softball interviews that when they see something real, they don't know how to handle it?
Well,
it boggles my mind.
What it is most of the interviews that you listen to on these radio shows, you're not hearing one person challenge the other.
Right.
You're seeing interviews where people write a book or they come out with a DVD or they write an article and then they get on a show and then they're just asked questions that go along with whatever they've written or produced. Yeah. They don't get asked any really challenging questions by the host.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to know exactly what we mean, go to the Wing TV Awards for 2005. Scroll down through the list until you come to one that says Larry King Softball Interview of the Year. You'll see what we mean then. And does anybody... And Lisa, we're not talking to most people because I think most people get it. They know where we're coming from. But there's some people out there that... they're so politically correct, so mamby-pamby, that don't they realize that this is a war that we're in right now? Not only a war with the New World Order, but a war for the truth.
Well, you know what's really funny is that on the Internet, in a lot of these groups where they have been questioning Carl Schwartz for quite a long time, the questions are vicious at times. I mean, and the debate and the discussion becomes just rabid over this guy.
Yeah.
And yet, on an interview, you're supposed to soft-shoe it.
Yeah. I mean, what do they want us to do? Come out and say, Carl, could you tell us what your favorite color is? Or, Carl, here's our first softball question that we'll let you ramble on for 5 minutes about unchallenged. Is that what you want? If it is, then what I suggest you do is go back to CNN or go back to Fox News, because there, even though it appears to be debate, what they have is two people that are part of the club.
It's a script.
It's a scripted debate that never goes outside of the acceptable parameters.
Right. Now, and if you know what? If we made you feel uncomfortable Friday, good.
That's what we need. We need more uncomfortableness. And, you know, when we went into this interview, we didn't know what was going to transpire.
Nope.
And certainly Carl didn't, because he had no idea whatsoever we were going to ask him. And what it is, we went in and duked it out. We held our own. I think Carl did fairly well on his
end. Actually, there's so many more things that I would have wanted to broach with him, but we just didn't have time.
Right. So I want to touch upon a few of the things that you said. Now, Sam Britton called over the weekend, and he said he has to look for a set of titanium balls for us, because he said that he's old enough to remember what hard-nosed journalism really was. And he says that you don't hear interviews like the one we did with Carl Schwartz very often anymore, and that's exactly what we're striving for. Another person wrote that they said, your interview with Carl was unlike all others he has ever done. That's, again, what we wanted to, and he says,
right.
Good job.
It was.
Yeah. He also said that this person said that even though we had differences, it sounded like we could all be under the same big tent. Well, I don't know about that. But, I like the idea or the fact that he said that he'd never heard an interview like this before. Another person said that they said, good interview, Lisa and Victor. You took charge and kept him in the hot seat. 2006, starting off okay. But then he said, galvanic corrosion, dump the guy overboard. Which we thought
that
was a
very disturbing thing that Carl Schwartz said, that he thinks that galvanic corrosion, this red herring that he threw out for the 9/11 researchers when he first came onto the scene, is the crux issue, more important than the controlled demolition that actually brought the towers down. That didn't sit well with us and with a lot of you.
Now, also, there were people that didn't like our interview. Yeah. This is one that said we were rude. So.
Yeah, I just listened to your interview with Carl Schwartz. Someday, I hope you have the opportunity to eat crow. Were you both born rude? Answer, no. Did you know that there is a mature way to talk to people? Yes.
We thought we did.
Yeah. If you are an example of aware journalists or leadership, it's a wonder the whole world is not at war. Hello, lady. The world is at war. The whole world is at war, and we're in a war, too.
Yeah.
This is not a tea party.
If you don't think that this is a war, go back 4+ years to the morning of 9/11 and look what the New World Order elite did to New York City, what they did to Washington, D.C., and the hoax they pulled in Shanksville. This is a war.
If you want people to be treated with kid gloves and spoon-fed scripted material, then you need to go watch Tucker Carlson and his gang over there on the mainstream media.
There's nothing that makes me more irate than weakness and this whole pussification of our nation. It just seems like they just want to melt us down to be so politically correct, so polite, so mamby-pamby.
How are we ever supposed to get truth out of people by keeping our elbows off the table and not doing anything that might make them feel uncomfortable in any way?
Yeah, when I read these emails, it just makes me think, what are these people about? Don't they want the truth? Don't they want good, hard debate?
I don't think this lady wants the truth.
Yeah. It's just old-style journalism where you're allowed to ask questions and try to get some answers.
We also got another email from a gentleman named Jim who said, after listening to you and Wing TV today, and he addressed this email to Carl and copied it over to us.
This is about patents that we spoke about.
He said, I thought it might help to provide some information on patents in this country. When a patent is granted, you're supposed to have a 20-year monopoly on the idea. The inventor's name and address are disclosed and published for the world to see, along with a patent and patent number. If you run a person's name with the patent office, it will bring up any patents the person might have granted to them. If we run Carl Schwartz, if he has any patents, they should come up.
Mm-hmm.
If you run my name, this guy Jim's name, 2 expired patents will come into view. If you indeed had patents, you would have given the patent numbers to Wing TV, Carl, since it's public information. On his Patmos Nanotechnology website, he does say that Patmos CNS, that's Carbon Nanostructures machine, represents 10 to 12 pending patents. So Carl doesn't actually even have any patents yet, according to his website.
Yeah, so this is a big area of question that we got into. And we don't want to come out here and make it seem as if we're bashing Carl, because that's not what we want right now. Is we went into the ring with him last Friday, and we duked it out. And when it was done, there was no knockout punch, but I think both parties walked away, and everybody that listened to the interview came away with a lot more knowledge, which is exactly what we want.
See, and I don't feel that way.
You don't?
Because I don't feel like I came away with a lot more knowledge, except for the fact that now I know that Carl Schwartz doesn't think the controlled demolition is important of the World Trade Center. He thinks that something that's a red herring, galvanic corrosion, is way more important, and I think that's bogus.
Yeah.
And I didn't feel like we got any more information, specific information from him regarding a lot of the other things that we wanted to know.
Well, you came up with some stuff now this morning, so why don't you go over it real quickly. These are just some more questions that Lisa has that we want to direct towards Carl and you know, see if we can get some answers for
it. He uses a lot of repetitiveness, both on his website and when he was talking to us on Friday. For instance, he said the lawsuits that he's threatening people with will be brought forth in 90 days. That should make it around the end of the first week in April, okay? Mm-hmm. He says he's going to be releasing this 10,000-page document in 90 days also about what Al-Qaeda really is. Well, what's the deal with 90 days? 90 days. It reminds me of Mike Rupert with his, I'll debate you for $1,000 over and over.
Yeah, well, he's going to have a busy 3 months then, it looks like.
It's like Carl Schwartz dangles these carrots perpetually in front of our faces. He refers to... he hints at specifics, but yet he never reveals them. He deals in vagary a lot. His website, if you type in Google, Patmos, P-A-T-M-O-S, nanotechnology, into Google, there's no physical addresses of his plants, or if he doesn't have a plant, of his lab, which he says is actively engaging in research at this time. Well, if they're actively engaging in research, then where are they? Because his Patmos Nanotechnology website lists zero for locations.
Yeah,
like
I mean,
nothing.
If we wanted to visit it next week, would we be able to walk through the front
door? I
want to
know if there is a physical address where Patmos Nanotechnology is located, where I can stand outside the building and see that there's a lab there.
Yeah.
And anybody visiting that website would have absolutely no clue. He, on his website, he says they're not aligned with a single university. They prefer to work with multiple universities, government, and private labs, such as. Which universities are they associated with and working in collaboration with? He doesn't list any specific universities. You're left to wonder.
Yeah. He also said something about him opening up plants overseas. Is there any addresses for any of those?
Hold on. No, nothing. He says they'll be spinning off or commercializing a dazzling array of new technologies and product enhancements across multiple business sectors. Again, nothing specific, doesn't say what the product is, but what he does is show you these three photos on his website. And they actually say this. The photos speak for themselves as to what our products are. Okay, so I click on the enlargement of the photo. It looks like something you'd see under a microscope.
They look like little spermatozoas.
Yeah, they look like little protozoas and little amoebas and cells. And so I'm looking at it. There's no definition. There's no description of what the hell I'm looking at. Nothing. And that's supposed to speak for itself, maybe to Einstein, but not to me, and probably not to a lot of you. Also, he says, during late 2006 and 2007, the company has 12 spin-offs and initial public offerings scheduled for research and development projects that have been completed. Well, if they've been completed, maybe you could tell the public a little bit about them instead of leaving us to wonder.
Well, I think the bottom line is, Lisa, is that, or we should ask everybody out there, if Carl Schwartz came knocking at your door, and he gave you what little information he's given us and what we've just mentioned right here, would you open up your wallet and start peeling off $100 bills to him?
This is some of the stuff that his company supposedly into and interested in researching. Explosive sensors, homeland security, stealth technology, aerospace, and military applications. Now, for somebody who rails against this government and what's going on with the military and whatnot, why do they want to work with the government?
Yeah.
Why are they so involved? And this is a startup, year-old, supposedly, nanotechnology company. Doesn't the government and the military already have their own people working
own
on this?
Clique.
With unlimited monetary resources? Why would they even be interested in this startup company? And it takes lots of money to put plants in South America and Europe and in the United States. Supposedly, he's going to be coming up with a new facility in 2006. Where is it, Carl?
Yeah.
Where do you plan on putting it? I want to stand on the street and see that there's some company there.
Yeah, it sounds like it's all stuff for the war machine. And as much as people are railing against what the war machine entails, it sounds like that's what he's gearing everything toward.
Like I said, we need something solid. See, on our show, he said it's going to take an enigma to get the truth out about 9/11 and blah, blah, blah. Well, we need something more than an enigma. And on his website, his company's an enigma. He refuses to divulge any information.
Mm-hmm.
And the more somebody refuses, even if you don't want to release the patent numbers or the patents or specific information, you can tell people information that's peripheral to that so that they get an idea of what you're talking about instead of keeping them in this circular conundrum.
Yeah. Well, all I know is if somebody came up to me with this lack of information and said, I want $10,000 out of you, or I want even $1,000 out of you, I would say, you're absolutely crazy. For knowing as little as we know, you think I'm going to fork money over? So, anyway, that's the update on Carl Schwartz. And like I said, We don't want to make it sound like we're coming out here and bashing them because we're in the ring with them. But, you know, there are still many, many questions.
That's right, and I'm going to keep asking them because I don't feel like I got hardly any answers at all.
Yeah, and all the people out there that don't think we need answers to these or any other questions, then what the hell do we need answers for? Do you want us to come out here and just do answers where we ask, or interviews where we ask people what their favorite color is? We want answers. We want to know the truth about not only Carl Schwartz, but so many other people in the government, the bankers, in the alternative media.
People don't get this attitude about rudeness or whatever when we're the ones being asked the hard questions.
Yeah.
We're supposed to cough up the information or we're suspect. Yeah. Well, I'm telling you right now, I have a lot of questions about Carl Schwartz and his supposed company and his supposed intentions and motivations, and I'll be damned if I'm going to stop asking them just because I pissed some people off out there.
And another thing is, we don't want pussies on our team. If you're a mamby-pamby, if you're afraid that we were being rude or uncivil, if you're afraid to fight, we don't want you. Because you know what? It's these kind of people right there that Lisa, if they were up there at ground zero with us on the morning of 9/11, within the first 5 minutes, these people would have been pissing down their leg, and then they would have been running out the back door for cover. We don't want people that are chickens, that are cowards, that are going to worry about if we're a little bit rude asking the tough questions. We want fighters.
We want people to know that it's okay to be assertive.
That's
you
right.
have to be assertive. If you sit there and mind your manners, nobody's ever going to tell you anything. You're not going to find out anything you need to know. People will just bullshit you and tell you whatever they want you to hear. And that's it.
And it's like a form of mind control or conditioning that these people have fallen under. Because you remember when Patriot Jim was up there at Ground Zero? He wasn't inside there more than probably 2 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Already the cops were hassling him. They took his sign away from him. They broke his sign or the stick that was on it. He didn't run and hide.
No.
He was there for, 4 or 5 hours, giving people hell. He was fired up. And that's what we want.
Another example, Rick Ryder, who goes to MIT, and he was challenging Thomas Eagar about the 9/11 information. And Thomas Eagar was trying to blow him off, hand him a bunch of BS. Time and time again, Rick Ryder kept emailing and contacting him again and again and again. You have to be persistent.
Yeah, he was asking him the hard questions.
Yeah.
So if you want softball, if that's what you want, Larry King comes on at 9 o'clock at night on CNN. That's a good place to start. Larry King will ask, you know, what's your favorite color, Elizabeth Taylor? And she'll answer, you know, Elizabeth, show us your latest diamond ring. And she'll flash it in front. That's the kind of interviews you want? Fine.
Or,
but we're not doing it.
Look about that one where Angelina Jolie was the UN spokesperson.
Yeah.
Now, if we were doing that interview, we wouldn't have been just throwing these little, like, Angelina, how does it feel to be where people are starving in Africa? You know, why are you even involved in this, Angelina?
Exactly.
And she hands her polished, scripted crapola that says nothing to you, and people just ate it up.
I mean, it disgusts me when I see this weakness out there, the mamby-pamby attitude. And you have to read now the article on the Wing TV homepage. It's called Parasite Swine. And it shows how humanity is being used as a host for these few elite from the New World Order to be parasites. It's the international bankers, the heads of the multinational corporations, and the politicians. The bankers suck our life out of us through usury, through interest. The multinational corporations do it by brainwashing people via advertising that they need all these new products, that if you don't buy this iPod for your kid won't love you.
And Victor goes into a really nice explanation of how they commercialize Christmas.
Yeah.
To suck more of your lifeblood out of you. It's an excellent article.
Yeah, and the politicians do it, or government does it, via taxation. Everybody wants a piece of you.
Mm-hmm.
They want to suck your lifeblood out of you so they can stay up at the top on this pyramid, this control pyramid.
I'll tell you what. Read that article, and you're going to get a really good grasp of what they're doing to you and what they're doing to you on a daily, monthly, yearly basis.
Yeah.
Every year of your life, they're just sucking more and more out of you like a bunch of vampires.
Yeah. And I'm glad Lisa brought up the part about Christmas, because do you know what Christmas is? This was something that has evolved by the Jewish retailers so that they can make money. That's what Christmas has become. They don't even believe that Jesus is the Son of God. In fact, they killed Jesus.
Right.
They're the ones that killed him.
They killed their own God.
Yeah, it's deicide. And if you read the Talmud, this is what they really think of Jesus, how he should boil in excrement.
Boil in semen.
Yeah, how he had sex with a jackass. This is what's in the Jewish Talmud, but they're the ones who have taken over Christmas. They have this thing now, all the retailers push forward Santa. Well, Santa's nothing but an anagram for Satan.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it. Is that a coincidence? I mean, they've conditioned us to go out there and just spend, so that the retailers can make all their money. Look what happened on Black Friday, Lisa.
Yeah.
We talked about it on this show.
People were willing to eat each other alive just to be the first one inside of a store to buy an iPod.
Yeah, they were getting in fist fights here. They had to call the police around here because people were fighting to get a new iPod for their kid. I mean, I go into what we've done to the Christmas tree. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
And people even say, well, you know, at least Christmas we make money. Well, where does all the junk sitting on the Walmart shelves come from now? It sure as hell isn't made in America.
Right.
It's coming from China, an atheist, communist country. It's unbelievable. And I conclude this piece by saying that the controllers are like a cancer. They've just sucked themselves onto our bodies, and they're sucking our lifeblood out of us, our spirit, our money, and everything else. And if you're not willing to fight, if you want to sit around and see mamby-pammy interviews, then get the hell away from us. We want fighters now.
I tell you what, I don't think Jim Tucker of the American Free Press would have gotten nearly most of the information that he's gotten over the last quarter of a century regarding the Bilderbergs.
That's
if he
a great
hadn't
point.
Been persistent and obtrusive and diligent and dogged. And, I mean, we wouldn't know anything about the Bilderbergers if it wasn't for Jim Tucker.
I mean, he's been arrested, he's been chased, he's been evicted.
Do you think he's gotten under people's skin?
Yeah. We want under people's skin, and you should too. Damn it, folks, this isn't Romper Room.
Right.
We're not on the playground playing tiddlywinks. We're in a war with the New World Order. 9/11 was them laying down the final gauntlet and says, this is what we are doing to you. Now, are you going to put up with it? Are you going to put up with what the New World Order is doing? Are you going to put up with people that want to bullshit you and not answer questions? Then go ahead. If you do, you can. But we're not willing to.
Yeah, if you're willing to put up with that, then you better go watch the scripted, controlled, fake interviews, the softball shows that are just for your entertainment and pacification.
That's right.
Because that's not what we're all about. We really don't care if people get angry at the things we say. Because we're going to call it as we see it.
This isn't a popularity contest. And to show that we do care about what you think, tomorrow we're going to have the top 11 Wing TV Viewer's Choice Awards for the Patriot Movement and for the alternative media. That'll make it an even 200. We might even throw in a couple honorable mentions. There's too many to fit into that list of 11. But what we tried to do was get names on her that we hadn't included in the first place. And there's some real good stuff. So,
and we thank all of you for sending those
to
us.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. So we're going to be back tomorrow. We got a lot of interviews coming up outside of Wing TV. Also, we got, I think, 3 interviews then Wednesday, Thursday, Friday on this show. So keep tuning in. And folks, get ready to fight. Because from here on out, it's no more Romper Room, no more Sesame Street.
And you know what? When we say that, we mean it.
That's right. And if you don't believe us, you come on this show and let us ask you some questions.
Yeah.
We'll be back tomorrow. Until then, keep your eyes open because there's a lot going on.
See you then.